Welcome to the Meg Roberts Unplugged podcast, where raw and authentic topics and conversations await. I'm Meg Roberts, a former police officer turned therapist, and 8 years ago, my life flipped completely upside down after the sudden and tragic death of my 30-year-old fiancé, Nick. And I embarked on a journey I never could have imagined. Through excruciating grief, pain, and hopelessness, I discovered undeniable inspiration and pure joy. The inspiration for this podcast stems from a deep desire to share not only my own thoughts and insight and experiences, but also the thoughts and insight and experiences of others in the most raw and authentic way possible. This podcast will include both solo episodes where I share my thoughts and perspectives on a variety of topics, as well as conversations with others who have experiences, perspectives, and stories that I believe really need to be shared. My goal for this podcast is to be real, intimate, and personal. I want my audience to feel connected to the content and the people who are sharing it. I crave content that is free from conventional constraints, allowing for open, honest, and unscripted conversations and stories. And this is what I truly hope to provide. With that said, it is important to add a bit of a disclaimer. Yes, I'm a counseling therapist. However, this podcast is not therapy or counseling, and nothing shared here should be construed as medical advice, professional advice, or a diagnosis of any kind. I'll be sharing thoughts and stories, some of which may contain explicit language and could evoke a strong emotional reaction. It's important to remember that everyone's mental health journey is unique, and what might be empowering for one person could be triggering for another. So I encourage you to listen mindfully, knowing your own capacity to receive information based on your own mental health status. This podcast aims to be educational, encouraging, and inspirational, but it's essential to prioritize your well-being above all else. I also ask that you try your very best to listen with an open mind. Not everything shared on this podcast will align with your own values and beliefs, and therefore, I invite you to listen with an open mind, embracing the opportunity to explore new perspectives. If after thoughtful contemplation and critical thinking you find yourself in disagreement, I respect your viewpoint and I encourage constructive feedback. However, I must emphasize that this podcast is a platform for respectful dialogue. I will not tolerate reckless arguments, name-calling, or abuse. I value mature conversations and I am eager to engage with differing viewpoints, provided they are presented in a fair and respectful manner. Now let's embark on this journey together with empathy and understanding, and foster an environment where we can all learn and grow. Thank you for being here, and I hope you enjoy Meg Roberts Unplugged. Welcome to Meg Roberts Unplugged, episode one. I think it's episode one. It's the first episode, so I'm assuming you call it episode one. Maybe you call it the intro episode, I'm not really sure. Either way, welcome. As you've probably already figured out, my name is Meg Roberts. As said in the intro, I'm a counseling therapist, a mom, a stepmom, a wife, a widow, and really just a lifelong learner of so many things I can't even count. Just so many things. And I have been talking about doing a podcast for so many years, and like so many years, probably at least 7 years, I would say, because I'm pretty sure I've been talking about it ever since I met my husband, Scott, and he would definitely agree with that. And he's probably tired of hearing me talk about it. Nonetheless, I'm here. I'm doing it. Finally, it's been a long time coming, but I've really realized that all this time, even though I've always wanted to have this kind of platform and kind of move a little bit away from the blogging, writing, not that I'm not going to do that anymore, but this has always kind of been in the back of my head as something that I wanted to do, as just a way to be able to have different types of conversations, not only just with the audience, with me just kind of talking and sharing and educating, but also being able to have conversations with other people. And so there's just, I feel like blogging can only go so far, And this has always kind of been in the back of my head as another way of expanding on that. And it's really been something I've wanted to do for a while, but I have made all of the excuses in the world, mostly that I'm too busy or that I can't find the time, or if I start it, how am I going to keep up with it, and all of these things, when in reality, the truth is, it was just that I was super scared to put myself out there in this type of format. And I mean, yes, we are extremely busy and very exhausted. And for those of you that are new to me and my world, I often refer to it as just this beautiful chaos with my husband and my family. We have four kids. And even though there are days that we're so depleted and we're just, all we want is a nap or a vacation or just to just sit on the couch and not talk to anybody or not do anything, we also wouldn't change any of this for any other kind of life. And I truly mean that wholeheartedly. We absolutely love pretty much everything about our life, even some of the harder pieces. And for those of you that know me, know that I am being genuine about this. And part of that comes from just some of the experiences that I've had in my past, which I'll kind of get into a little bit. But even on the hard days, especially this last year and a half, couple years, it's been a bit of a struggle just transitioning from being a graduate student to then getting work and starting private practice. It's been a struggle. It's been tough. And I always try to be as honest as possible and not just kind of show the highlights of our world, but also be really true about, no, this is the reality. And this has been a really challenging time for us. But at the same time, we've had so much fun. And even through the harder days, we somehow figure out a way to just embrace it, because as I'll get into about sort of the significance of today and why I decided to launch this podcast that I have been dreaming up for a very long time, the reason I've decided to launch it today is because whenever I kind of get myself into those moments of, I'm so done, the stress, the anxiety, I want to just lose it. And don't get me wrong, there are days, I'm only human. But when it's really hard and I'm having a really hard time grounding myself, I always take myself back to February 20th of 2016. Because very quickly, when I remember that day, I realize on that day, I would have given anything to have had even one of the hardest days that Nick and I used to have, my fiance who passed away on February 20th of 2016. Him and I had hard days too. They weren't all roses and butterflies and rainbows and whatever the saying is. We had hard times too. And we got through them, but they were there. And on the day that I lost him, I would have given anything to have those days be the worst day. Because the day that he died was beyond the worst day. And it really shifted my perspective pretty much on all things life moving forward. However, with that said, again, I'm probably going to say this a lot in this podcast, but I am human and I forget. And I'm 8 years out from that day. And as much as I can put myself back there really quickly and really feel it, and feel the reality of it, there are days that I forget. And there are days that I am human. And the days that just become really, really hard and I just need to have a meltdown or cry. And I'm a huge encourager of ugly crying because it really is our body's natural way of healing. And so we should all be doing more of it. But I am a human being and I feel and I forget that yes, I have had hard days, really hard days, really tragic days, but these days are hard too, and they're just as valid. And just because I've gone through something
like I've gone through and the loss of a spouse and other things too, doesn't mean that these harder days that maybe don't involve death or the loss of a person, you know, or anything that significant, they're still hard. And it's important to acknowledge that and to validate that. And so I do give myself time to be human. But at the same time, I always have that thing that I can go back to when I really just need a reminder that whatever it is that we're going through, it will pass and we will be okay. Yes, these are hard times, but boy, it could be a lot worse. And I don't ever say that to anyone else because it's not up to me to tell someone that they could have it worse. Nobody should ever tell you that because it's not up to them to decide whether or not you could have it worse. But it can be a really great way to remind yourself when you need it in those moments that it can always be worse. It can always be worse. And sometimes when I need that reminder, I take myself back to that day 8 years ago and I remember I would have killed for these types of days. I would have given anything for these types of days. And that just reminds me to embrace it. And so I do. And so anyway, we're exhausted and there's just this sort of paradox between we're so tired and we need a freaking nap, but we also love our life. And much of this life and the beautiful chaos that it is has truly kept me from launching this podcast until now. And I can admit that. And I know so many people can relate to that in this kind of life. And so forgive me, but I'm here now and I'm doing it. And I'm really happy about that. So as I've already kind of mentioned, the significance of today, why did I decide to put this podcast out today? It's February 20th, 2024. And 8 years ago, my world truly fell apart. It just was, the rug was pulled out from beneath me and everything shattered. And quite honestly, I thought my life was over. And for those of you that know me and who have read my blog and have been with me since then and kind of have an idea of the journey that I've been on, you're well aware of how I've moved through that. And I'll, of course, share more of that in future podcasts and just in conversations and things like that. But I really wanted to share that there was kind of this really meaningful piece to launching the podcast today, because I always kind of share my reflections on this day. I have every single year since the beginning. But this year I knew, because I had been thinking about doing this podcast for a while, I knew that today had to be the day that it came out as kind of a way to honor that part of my life, but also as a way to honor Nick and Anna, who I have spoke about a little bit in my blogs, but she was a business coach of mine, somebody that was a huge encourager for me. She knew, aside from Scott, she was the only other person in the world that knew the depths of my hopes and dreams for my business and just my goals and the future and the things that I wanted to do. And she was really good at calling me out and reminding me that, you know, it's just fear. It's really just fear. And the great thing about Anna was that she was also very human. And she was so helpful with that and bringing me back to reality and reminding me, like, you have done hard things. Like, you can do this. You have done way harder things than this. Why are you letting these things hang you up so badly? Because you're just scared. You're just scared to put yourself out there. And our conversations were amazing, and I came out of our conversations every single time feeling inspired and encouraged and supported. And I have shared this a little bit, but she also passed away on February 20th. However, she passed away on February 20th of 2022, and that was quite an experience for me because her and I didn't really get to know each other for super long, but long enough. And it was just yet another one of those reminders that we don't have all the time in the world.
And I knew that. And so I was actually, you know, it was really hard because at the time I just thought, what is happening? Why does this shit have to happen? And especially, like, I don't need reminders, universe. Like, I get it. I know that life is short. I get it. And so I often wondered, like, why did I have to meet her? And I wondered that in a selfish way, because I, you know, looking back, obviously, I'm so grateful that I got to meet her. And I still have recordings of her voice encouraging me and text messages that we had encouraging me. And so I value those deeply. But there was a part of me for a while that I just thought, why is this happening? Why did I meet this person only to become very inspired by her and start to really lean on her for a lot of the things that I struggle with and become friends with her only to have her also die so young? And I think about her family all the time and the people that loved her, and I knew other people that knew her and loved her. And so it was just this huge reminder again. And I have to think about those moments and I have to think about these people, because even when it comes to things like this podcast, I could have put this off for a billion more years and never, ever, ever put it out there. And it's funny because just the other day, well, not the other day, probably more like a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, I don't know. It really doesn't matter. But I was having a conversation with somebody, and her and I both absolutely love podcasts and we listen to them all the time. And then we share with each other the ones that we're listening to. We have really, really great conversations about these podcasts that we listen to. And some are super controversial and it doesn't matter because we're able to kind of share and talk about our thoughts. And she's probably going to know who she is when, you know, if she listens to this, she'll know. Well, for now, we'll just call her Donna, because if I call her Donna, she'll definitely know that I'm talking about her. But we were talking one day about different podcasts, and she had asked me if I had ever thought about doing a podcast. And I said, well, as a matter of fact, yes, I have been thinking about doing a podcast for a really long time. And my plan was to actually have the first episode out on February 20th. And this was like a month ago, maybe even 3 weeks ago. And I even remember as I said that to her, I was thinking, oh man, like now I have to do it. Because now somebody knows. Now somebody knows that this is my plan. And so now I have to do it. And so here I am. It is February 18th. Of 2024, and I'm sitting here at my kitchen table. It's 9:30 at night. My kids, I think, are asleep. Finally, Scott's at work, and I'm sitting here thinking, like, I've got to put this out there. I can't not. I've told someone now, and I've also been telling myself forever, and I need to just do it. And because then I think of people like Nick and Anna, and if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? Honestly, when am I actually going to do it? So here's a little thing that I've been really thinking about lately. And I kind of have to start by saying, yes, I was one of those people who tuned in to the Super Bowl strictly because I wanted to watch Taylor Swift watch her boyfriend, I guess, was the whole intention of me watching the Super Bowl. And just, I really have no shame in that. However, with that said, we did bump into somebody at the store the day before the Super Bowl, and Scott decided to share with him that we were watching the Super Bowl because I was a Swiftie and I wanted to watch her cheer on her boyfriend. At which point I said to him, what are you doing? I am a closet Swiftie. Please don't tell people that that is why we're watching the Super Bowl. But really, the reality is I don't care. I love Taylor Swift. I always have. I've grown up with her music. And I'm quite honestly ready for her to enter the married with babies era, because I do feel like I'm looking forward to whatever music comes from that era. I will definitely be able to relate. But the point of bringing up Taylor Swift on this podcast, on my first podcast ever, is really because the days and months, even maybe not months, I guess weeks leading up to the Super Bowl, anybody who is on social media and maybe has these people on the Super Bowl in their feed could see that there was just so much hate and arguments and debate about Taylor Swift and whether or not she was going to be there and should she be there and is she a distraction and all, just so many things. And sometimes I just read the comments because I don't know, they're not helpful, but I guess sometimes I'm just looking to restore my faith in humanity, because every now and then I see one that I'm like, okay, these people are, you know, they're compassionate human beings and they're just being kind. But it's kind of hard to find some of that stuff on social media these days. And so I'm not sure why I tuned into the comments. But anyway, there's a point to this. I just thought, why do so many people care about whether or not this woman goes, I mean, I realize she's Taylor Swift, I get it. But why do we care so much with all of the things happening in this world right now? Why do we care so much about whether or not this woman shows up to a football game to support her man? I just don't know. I just don't understand. I kept thinking, like, why are there so many angry men about this, and women? I mean, it's not just men, but why are we so angry about this? And it was really kind of exhausting to see how much division there was and just the debate about it. But anyway, I just thought to myself as I was kind of approaching this day and realizing, like, I need to really get this done and I need to stop pushing it off. And I just, when I watched the Super Bowl and it was, I mean, it was good. Scott and I had a lot of fun actually watching the Super Bowl. And I don't know anything about football, but it was fun and it's kind of exciting and whatever. We had a good time. But every time, which it wasn't very often, but every time the camera went to her, she was having so much fun and smiling and whatever. And I just thought, you know what? If she can walk into a stadium, and also knowing that there's, you know, I don't even know how many people fill that stadium. Maybe I should have looked before I talked about this, but it's huge. If she can walk into the stadium knowing that there is a good majority of people there who don't want her there for a variety of different reasons, and also there are millions and millions of people watching who also don't want to see her there, but she can show up and, just like she has her entire career really, and just kind of carry that hate in a way that just doesn't keep her from enjoying her life and just being able to just be her. And I realize, again, this is Taylor Swift and, you know, not a lot of us can relate to her lifestyle, I guess. But, you know, I think she's been through a lot in her career and she's had to suffer a lot of hate, a lot of haters, and she's had to read a lot of really, really mean comments and threats and all the things that she's had to endure. And I just think, you know what? If she can do that and still show up with a smile on her face and still entertain and still do what she loves, regardless of all of that hate, then I can do a fucking podcast. And that's where I'm at with this. I haven't quite figured out all of the logistics of the podcast yet. I have a really, really long list of people that I would love to have on the podcast. I have a lot of topics and ideas for the podcast. But it's not ironed out super great just yet. I've had the intro and the outro for the podcast for quite a few months. But I really, as I'm sitting here recording this, I haven't even created kind of that image that you put with the podcast. And I plan on hopefully doing it after I'm done recording this, if I don't fall asleep at my table. But if you haven't noticed, what I'm doing right now is I'm just trying to get it done. Because as I'm sitting here recording this, my brain is literally on fire. It is shooting out all of these different things telling me, like, you are not safe. Stop what you're doing. This is dangerous. Do not do this. This is scary. Stop it. Like, my brain is so incredibly uncomfortable right now. It's not even funny. And all I'm doing is sitting here with my phone at my table in my house by myself recording. And I'm still terrified, even just the thought of putting this out there. And so I'm sitting here as I'm recording and I keep hitting pause when I need to, because I have to actively sit here and say to my brain, listen, I understand that what you are doing right now is trying to protect me. Thank you. I realize you think that there are all of these threatening things that might happen if I actually do this thing, but please get lost. I am safe and I'm putting this podcast out there and I promise you it's not going to kill me. So please get lost. And I share this because it's part of the whole purpose of this podcast. I want to be able to share some of the real struggles that people go through and the real ways that they can overcome them. And this is a constant struggle for me. Just because I have been able to accomplish things and do things and I'm well on my way to reaching some of those dreams that I've had for the last few years, they have not come easily. And I have had to constantly battle with myself to remind myself that I can do this and I don't need to listen to all of the excuses that I come up with in my head. Because trust me, they're there almost on a constant basis. And I have to face them and I have to ignore them and I have to tell them kindly, thank you, but get lost. And I have to do that quite often. So when I reflect, obviously, on Nick and Anna's death, I think to myself, especially after Nick's death, but also after Anna's death, would all of this been quite as scary? And with Nick, when he died, nothing scared me. The only thing that scared me after his death was, one, being alone and being without him, and two, that someday my new normal was going to be that he was dead. And those were the only things that scared me. Nothing else scared me. I kind of lost my filter. I said what I needed to say. I shared what I needed to share. And there's still a part of me that feels comfortable in doing that, but it was definitely much stronger then. And there's many reasons why it's kind of, I guess, gone away a little bit. I know it'll come back, but it has certainly gone away a little bit. And I just, when I think of this podcast and the importance of putting it out today on February 20th, is just that I don't think any of this would have been that scary if I would have just, you know, put it out there then, but it just wasn't really a thought in my head just yet. It obviously was something that came to me over time. And I just, everything just seemed, after Nick died, so small. It just, nothing seemed that scary. Nothing seemed that important. It just, everything really kind of, there was just so much perspective that I just didn't have before. And suddenly so many things just didn't matter, and the noise didn't matter, and the people's opinions didn't matter, and just so many things about the way that we get so caught up in a lot of the negative and just a lot of, you know, the stuff that really wreaks havoc on our well-being. None of that stuff mattered anymore to me. It just didn't matter. And I remember just a few hours after Nick died, and I was sitting on the couch at my friend's house, and I remember like thinking about, okay, like I have a lot of stuff to do at work, like these files, and I'm just thinking about some of the things that happened even just a few days prior, and just all work related stuff. And I mean, I was in shock, and so I'm sure there's so many reasons why my head was going to work, and I think that was in part a way for me to be in denial of what was actually happening. But my staff sergeant sat down next to me, and I don't remember what I said to him, but it was obviously work-related. And I just remember him saying to me, you know, the worst thing about being a police officer is you're just a number. But the best thing about being a police officer is you're just a number. And it wasn't quite as profound then when he said it, but I think about it so often since then. And he was saying it as a way, he was trying to help ease my guilt and my concern about not being able to be at work for a while, because I kind of knew like I'm probably going to be off for a bit. And in hindsight, it was such a pivotal moment in my life, because I realized that even if I choose to walk away from this profession, people are still going to call 911. And members are still going to show up. And there's going to be people to investigate those files, even if I'm not there. And it gave me this permission to explore other things and other professions. And there were so many things that I loved about being a cop, but there were also so many things that I just couldn't do in that role. And I often felt like my hands were tied. And I wanted to be able to branch out and do some of those things. And Nick's death really gave me the perspective and the permission that I needed to move on. And so I did. So here I am, 8 years later, from the worst day of my life, and I'm embarking on yet another journey of uncertainty. And like I said, this podcast has been a long time in the making, and I have spent countless hours imagining topic ideas, guest ideas, all the beautiful and much needed conversations that I'll be able to have on this platform. And although I'm so scared right now, like I've said, even now recording this, I'm so excited to finally be able to birth this beast because it is seriously long overdue. I've been getting so many signs lately, and you'll hear me talk about signs often because that's just part of who I am and whatever. It doesn't matter. But I have been bumping into a lot of people from my past recently. And there's a lot of different factors why that's happening, and it makes sense. But just some of the people that I've been bumping into from just sort of like the same period of time in my life. And I go home often, and I work there now as well, a couple of days a week. And some of these people I have not bumped into for a decade. So even though I'm home really often, I haven't bumped into any of these people. And now all of a sudden I'm bumping into these people who are all kind of from a part of the same time period. And there's just something about that that has just been kind of this weird, like, okay, I understand what's happening here, sort of. But one of the things that has come up for me each time that I've bumped into these people is I haven't seen them for a decade. So much has happened since I've seen them. I haven't even talked to them, really. And you see them, and it's like it's just this like natural, you always want to say, oh, how's it going? What's new? And it just seems so like I can't do it. I can't. And so sometimes I will intentionally avoid situations where I know I'm going to run into people and I don't have the opportunity to really give them the time that I feel is warranted to actually see them after so long. But there's been a few instances recently where we just kind of coincidentally bumped into one another. And I had to figure out a way to, like, I can't do small talk. I can't. And I don't love small talk. And especially when these are people that had a really meaningful impact on my life, I can't just sit there and say, oh, what's new? Nothing? Okay, great. How's the weather? Like, I can't do that. And luckily, in these few situations that I'm referring to, I was able to actually embrace the moment and be able to have some really good conversations with them, which is good because had I not been able to do that, I would have left feeling really yucky and I wouldn't have liked it. But this was just kind of this reminder for me that I really value conversations and I really value being able to give people the space to talk. And it's not even about necessarily me being able to talk. I know that, man, when I run into people who I haven't seen since I left my hometown and they ask me what's new, I stumble hard. I don't even know what to say because everything's new. There is nothing that is the same. So anyway, this bumping into people and these interactions has kind of reinforced this idea of this podcast because I want to be able to just say, hey, I have this podcast. I know you've been through this thing, whatever it is, and I'd love to talk about it. And of course, I have questions. I've always been a little bit kind of nosy by nature and not nosy in sort of a gossipy kind of way. And don't get me wrong. I'm human and I have fallen into the trap of gossip before in my life. I would be a ginormous liar if I said that I've never gossiped about people. I have. We all have. We're all humans. But over the years, as I've gotten older, and I've really started to, understand sort of our human nature and why we do things, and the more I've kind of learned about that, the more I've realized that if I am gossiping about you, it is more than likely because I am struggling with some kind of my own insecurity, or, you know, it is about me. This is not about you, because I don't think there's ever a healthy way to gossip. I mean, sure, we're not going to get along with everybody, and people are going to do things to us, and we're going to have to work through that. But there's a difference between kind of, I guess, leaning in to somebody that supports you and being able to share a hard time or a hard interaction and gossip. There's just a difference. And I think we all know when we're kind of having a genuine conversation about something or someone that's hurt us, and we really just need support, and we need maybe a perspective from another person or validation or whatever. But I think we can all feel the difference between that and just that yucky gossip. Like, you're just gossiping for the sake of gossiping, and there's really no good that's coming from it. And again, I have been guilty of it myself. I can confidently say that it's not really anything that I engage in anymore at this stage of my life. And quite honestly, I've made it a pretty significant priority to recognize those that kind of partake in gossip on a regular basis. And I just really kind of reduce the time that I spend with those people, because for me, if I fall into the trap of gossip, it really just feels yucky afterwards, because it's something that forces me to sort of look introspectively and just say, like, what's going on for you right now? Because this is kind of weird. And don't get me wrong. Me and Scott sit in the living room. We have some pretty intense conversations, but that's where it stays. It stays with us because we're each other's person. And sometimes you just gotta vent, but that's where it stays. Anyway, I'll get off my soapbox now. As I was saying, I'm nosy in a way that I want to know people's stories, because I know everyone has one. And some are just remarkable and inspiring and sometimes mind-blowing. And I want to be a part of sharing those stories with others, because that's how people heal. And they heal by not only sharing their stories, but by hearing other stories that have paved the way before them. And my healing was largely due to those who suffered tragedy and pain before me, and who were able to hold on to hope for me until I could hold on to it myself. And it took some time. And so I don't know where I would be without those people. And I really just, I want to be able to have a platform where I can share, you know, whatever's going on for me, or thoughts that I'm having, or lessons that I want to share, you know, anything that I want to teach, or, you know, whatever. But I also want to have a platform where I can actually bring those people and just have real, raw, intimate conversations about their lives and what they've been through and what they've learned, and what they would share with other people who are going through similar things. I just think it's so important to have those conversations. And also, I think it's so important to be able to have a space where you can have open conversations about things that maybe aren't super easy to talk about. And when you look at kind of the state of our world right now, and just the amount of division, and just this inability to be able to have conversations without getting angry and feeling offended or lashing out, I have a really difficult time grasping just where we're at in the world. And it's a big part of the reason why I try to stay off social media as much as possible. I still use it. There's so many good things about it, but there's also so many damaging things about it. And sometimes I go on there and I can't even believe, just, we can't even have conversations anymore. And sometimes I feel really stifled in that I'm afraid to share my viewpoints on some things, because I'm really worried about, you know, being labeled or being canceled, or, you know, all of these different things that are happening in the world right now. And I struggle because I genuinely care about people and I am compassionate, I think. And I've always considered myself pretty open-minded and I'm willing to hear other viewpoints and have conversations and learn. And I'll admit if I'm wrong or if I learn something that goes against a belief that I had or a value that I had or a perspective that I had and I hear somebody talk and that changes my viewpoint, I'm happy to admit that. And I have, and I will do that, as you will see that if that ever happens on this podcast. I hope it does, because I believe that that's what kind of grows, just this way of learning. It just helps people grow. I feel like those are the moments when people learn and grow. But there's so much, even now in talking about this, I don't want to hold myself back necessarily when on this podcast, but I do have to be careful. And I wish we could just have more conversations, honestly. And I'm going to share some of the conversations that I've had on this podcast, hopefully with the people that I had them with, if I can make that happen, but also just kind of in a hypothetical sort of way. I mean, I'll share what the conversations were, but I'll try really hard to maintain that person's privacy. But I'm hoping to be able to have those people actually on so we can actually kind of dissect some of these conversations, because they're really important conversations and ones that create a lot of division in the world. And they were really great moments of just clarity, but also we were able to go into a conversation with complete opposite viewpoints and come out of it kind of on the same page. Like we realized, okay, we actually agree on a lot. There's certain things that maybe we don't, but that was also because we didn't necessarily understand the other person's point of view. And so I've had quite a few of these conversations and they're so important, but at the same time, it worries me sometimes that sometimes I'm worried to say certain things, and I don't like that that's the world that we're in right now. I don't like that any of us, and don't get me wrong, I don't think it's okay to just attack people and be rude and be mean and belittle. I don't think that's okay. I don't think there's ever a time for that. But I do think that it's okay to sit down with somebody and say, look, I don't agree with you, but I am willing to sit here and have a conversation with you in hopes that I can either understand better, or that we can understand each other better, or that we can come to some sort of common ground so that everybody can just be better. And I just want people to do better. That's all I want. And so I want this to be a place where that can happen, even if that's just me talking to you about things. I hope that you can always take what I'm saying as coming from a place of love and care, and I would never intentionally hurt anyone with anything that I say, but if that happens, I'm open to hearing about it in a way that isn't, like I said, kind of in my disclaimer in the intro, I don't want it to become something where someone just attacks me for something I've said. You know, if you want to talk to me about it, I'm very open, and that's what I want to do. I love having those conversations, and I think they need to be had, but they need to be had in a certain way in order for them to be effective. And so that's why I you'll notice kind of in the episode intro, it was pretty disclaimer heavy. And on one hand, I hate that I have to do that, but on the other hand, I think it's important to properly inform people about what this podcast stands for. And I'm not about picking sides or being above anyone or saying that another's viewpoint is wrong. I just think if more people could have these open conversations about all things life with the intention to learn and understand better, that this world would just be in a much better place. And so I felt it was important to share that viewpoint of mine right now out of the gate, so there's no surprises. Anyway, so that's kind of where I'm at with the podcast and what I'm hoping to do and my goals and my intentions of this platform. And the first few episodes, I'm going to kind of break down really the foundation of what this podcast will stem from. And so a lot of my work is based around the word courage. My life coaching prior to becoming a counselor was called Courageous Life Coaching. And so there's the word courage, but then there's a lot of different categories within that, which I'll explain, of what courage really looks like for me and how it's really kind of helped me move forward through adversity and just the way that I live my life and the way that I help others kind of live their life in a more empowering way for them. And so the first few episodes I'm going to just do solo, and I'm going to really break down that word courage and what it means for me and why I think it's really important to understand. Because as I sort of dig into that word a little bit more for everyone, you will start to see that every episode after that is going to fall into one of those categories. So I kind of left this podcast, there were a lot of different names that I thought of for the podcast, but I've always really struggled with being kind of placed in boxes. I don't like being stuck in a box, really. And so none of the names were really working. And then I was thinking, okay, what are the topics going to be? And I don't want to make it so that there's certain topics that we talk about or certain, like, that's why I just kind of named it Meg Roberts Unplugged, because there's so many different directions, I guess, that I want to take this thing. And if I label it anything, then that's going to keep me in a box. And I don't want to do that. I want to be able to talk about what I want to talk about. And I need that. This is my space. I feel like there's a lot of things in my life where I have been stuck in these boxes and I haven't been able to do the things that I want to do because of whatever reasons. And so this is really my space and my thing in life where I can just show up. And if I want to talk about one thing, I can. And but they're all going to fall into these different categories, which you will understand as we move forward. I promise. I'm probably not making any sense right now, but you'll get it. You'll understand it. And there's a purpose to every episode. I'm going to be intentional about every episode. But they will all fall kind of under these categories that stem from the word courage. So I'm really looking forward to explaining what all of that means so that you kind of have an idea of what I'm rambling about right now. So yeah, today is day one. I have a lot of big and exciting things happening right now with the opening of the Hope and Healing Sanctuary, the beginnings of this podcast, and I'm so excited to start this journey of connection. I have no doubt that the universe is going to give me a big old I told you so when I get deeper into this, because like I said, it has been a long time coming, and I have no doubt that it's going to be so healing in so many ways and a great source of just ongoing growth and inspiration, and I can't freaking wait. So with that, this is the first of hopefully many. Bye for now, and I will see you on the next episode. Thank you for tuning in to Meg Roberts Unplugged. If this episode has ignited something within you and you believe it could benefit someone else, don't hesitate to share it. You never know the impact it could have on someone's day or life. I'm always eager to hear your thoughts and insights, so feel free to reach out to me at any of the locations listed in the show notes. If you're interested in exploring any of these topics or conversations further, my contact information will be linked in the show notes as well. And finally, if you haven't already, I would truly appreciate it if you could take a moment to rate and review the podcast. Your support helps spread the messages shared on this podcast and will help reach those who may resonate with them. Thank you for being a part of this journey, and until next time, have hope and be safe.